Want an ad-free version of Daily Tech Headlines and support the show directly? Go to DailyTechHeadlines.com to find out how.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/news-ad-free. That's amazon.com/news-ad-free to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
These are the Daily Tech Headlines for Friday, December 30th, 2022. I'm Rich Straffolino. Canada's antitrust tribunal approved Rogers Communications' $14.77 billion bid to acquire the rival telco Shaw Communications, clearing the way for a merger that would create Canada's second largest telco. As part of the deal, Shaw will sell its Freedom Mobile unit to Quebecor's Videotron unit for $2.85 billion Canadian, which the tribunal said would allow it to expand to new markets and ensure robust competition. Canada's Commissioner of Competition may still appeal this decision. As part of a New Year's message to employees, Huawei chairman Eric Zhu said the company is back to business as usual and characterized U.S. restrictions as our new normal. Huawei expects 2022 revenue of 636.9 billion yuan, that's about 91.5 billion US dollars, essentially flat year to year. Zhu characterized the decline in Huawei's consumer business as stabilized, while its telco infrastructure business grew in 2022. The Wall Street Journal reports that over the past year, Amazon, Apple, and Microsoft either announced plans to or have begun connecting major data centers to local heating systems in Ireland, Denmark, and Finland. During 2022, Google also said it's looking at ways to recover heat from European data centers. This follows moves from Meta, which has been recovering heat from its Odense, Denmark data center since 2020, with plans to expand this to heat 11,000 homes in 2023. The Dutch Data Center Association reports that 10 data centers in the country already supply heat, with another 15 projects either being built or in research phases. Electrek passed on data from Automotive News Europe, which found Tesla's Model Y was the best-selling car in Europe this November, delivering 19,144 units. It also took the top spot in September this year, then fell out of the top 50 after a lack of shipments from China in October. Early data shows December could also be a big month for the automaker, delivering 5,000 Model Ys to Norway alone in the month. Tesla recently confirmed it produces 3,000 Model Ys per week at its Gigafactory Berlin. Platformer Zoe Schiffer reports that Twitter will close its Seattle office, asking local employees to work remotely. The New York Times' sources say the company stopped paying rent at its Seattle office, leading it to face eviction. The video transcoding app Handbrake added support for the AV1 video codec after its version 1.6 release. This includes support for encoding content into AV1 with CPU-based software encoding, as well as hardware-accelerated encoding on Intel Arc GPUs through its QuickSync encoder. No word when hardware acceleration for AMD or NVIDIA GPUs will arrive. Display analyst Ross Young informed MacRumors he believes Apple will release 11.1 and 13-inch iPad Pro models featuring OLED displays in 2024. Given these are slightly larger display sizes than current-gen models, the iPads could also come with thinner bezels. Apple currently uses mini LED and LCD displays in the iPad Pro lineup. A new study by researchers at the University of Waterloo found that an Apple Watch represented a promising platform for stress prediction. They used a Series 6 ECG sensor and user-reported stress levels at the time of an ECG reading to build a machine learning algorithm to create a prediction model for stress. The researchers also said that since the Apple Watch collects sleep and activity information, it could pull in further data points for stress monitoring and prediction. And finally, Google announced Google Voice will now label incoming calls suspected of being spam. This will show a large red exclamation point as the call comes in and will also label calls as potential spam in call history. If a user confirms it as spam, future calls will go straight to voicemail. Remember, for more discussion of the tech news of the day, subscribe to Daily Tech News Show at dailytechnewsshow.com. You can find show notes and links to all these headlines there as well. Thanks for listening. We'll talk to you next time. And from all of us here at Daily Tech Headlines, remember, have a super sparkly new year.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free. Or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.